This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. WUNC is one of 15 stations across the country chosen to be a part of an innovative public media project called Localore Finding America. It's being put together by the Association of Independents in Radio and is funded in large part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. As a part of this project, WUNC is partnering with independent producer John Bewin to explore issues like race, class, and faith, the things that bring us together and divide us as a community. John joins me now along with Maya Hunter and Nia Wilson from the nonprofit group Spirit House. They're one of the partners in this project. John, Maya, Nia, good morning.
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 Good morning.
John, let's start with you. What are you trying to accomplish with this project?
Trying some innovative ways really to contribute to the conversation, you could say. And I think in the media people talk oftentimes about we're having a national debate about this or that. And oftentimes what that really means is, prominent people are making speeches and writing op-eds about that thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that real people are talking to each other all that much face-to-face about that issue. So we have this, so quote-unquote, national debate about race and class, I think, in particular since Ferguson and all the police shootings and Black Lives Matter. And what we're trying to do is to get people in Durham, give them the chance to, first of all, get together face-to-face and meet each other and talk. And then ultimately, we're going to put microphones and recorders in the hands of a team of regular people from the community, and they're going to actually produce a series of short documentaries for WUNC.
Maya, what is a story circle, which is kind of the basis of this?
So a story circle is essentially exactly what it sounds like. So we picked up the story circle process from John O'Neill, who is former SNCC member based in New Orleans. And so the idea is that you sit folks down from a community in a giant circle or a small circle. We give our participants about 2 minutes to sit down, and we give them a prompt. And then they tell their stories, whatever that prompt is.
What's an example of a prompt?
A prompt could be, name the first record you ever bought with your own money, or something along those lines. And so through that story circle process, people get a chance to actually hear each other, and so it's a deep listening process. You don't get a chance to talk while you're listening to someone's story, and then at the very end of the process, people actually share back things they heard versus like someone making a response to the story that they heard. They actually have to tell something that moved them about that person's story.
So you've held some of these story circles. What have you heard, Nia?
Well, we have shared the same prompt in all the story circles. And so we've heard a lot of different stories around advantages, what people assume or presume to be their own advantages. And also what we've heard is how listening to stories across differences have impacted people. And so oftentimes when we first begin the story circle process, everyone is really nervous. They don't think they have anything to talk about. And then they have found this process to be something that was really engaging for them, and that there were all of these similarities across all of these differences in the process, and people really enjoyed it and really wanted to continue to deepen this idea of being able to tell stories. We don't tell enough stories. We don't spend time telling stories or actually deeply listening to each other. And so it's been a really good process for everyone who's been involved.
John, you've got some examples for us. Can you tell us a little bit about those, and then we'll play them?
Yeah, so we've had five Story Circle events in different parts of the community and with different community partners. And this first clip is a gentleman named Roberto Nava, and this was at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Durham. And the Story Circle was held after the Spanish language mass on a Sunday afternoon. And Mr. Nava was talking about his experience. He's a Mexican immigrant working as an auto mechanic in Durham.
I've been working in almost 10 years in mechanic, and it really upset me sometimes because I had to work more than white person. It get me upset. I'm sometimes just about to cry because it's not fair. I teach my son, treated equal. Doesn't matter if he's white, black, we are the same.
It's really emotional, John.
Yeah, there was some very powerful stuff. And sometimes it was lighter, and sometimes it was really going to very core kinds of experiences like this. Another thing we did is we asked people about the experience itself afterwards, right? And these clips are of Ruthie Lyle Cannon and Chip Denton. This is at Trinity School in Durham. And they're both talking about what it was like to sit around with the people who they knew or and people they didn't necessarily know so well, listening to each other in this way.
It's just surprising how when you tell stories, you realize people are very similar. Because when you walk in, everybody has their own look, their own style, and you say, you know, I don't know anybody in this room. And now you feel like, oh, I know you, let's go coffee or something. You know, people are people, and I think the question was advantage. Everybody has advantages. It's just the way you look at it, and yeah, I don't know. I feel like I know you a little bit.
Just telling stories invites people in. You know, we give our opinions or we pontificate or something, and that doesn't invite. It sort of pushes people away or makes people take sides. I mean, I leave here wanting to know more about all of you all.
What's the next step, John?
The next step is we're inviting a group of 15 or 20 people, drawing from the people who came to the story circles, and we're going to spend several months working with them and having each of them develop a short radio documentary that they will produce. It'll be their idea. We're going to give them recorders and send them out into the community and work with them and teach them how to make a piece, and they're going to make a piece. So that's where the story makers term for the project really comes from, is that as opposed to just pointing microphones in interesting directions in the community, we're handing over microphones to people and making them the producers of the project.
John Biewen produces the podcast Seen on Radio for the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke. Maya Hunter and Nia Wilson are with Spirit House. All three are partnering with WUNC on the Localore Finding America project, Storymakers Durham. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.